Have you wondered how to meet the uncertainty of not knowing what tonight will bring? Just not knowing if you'll fall asleep quickly, if it's going to be a long struggle, or whatever's going to come your way. If that uncertainty has made you anxious and that in itself is affecting your sleep and life, then you have come to the right video. This is exactly what we're going to talk about in today's episode of Mining the Commons.
What had changed had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face. Like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared.
It's just, sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
Welcome back. And yes, we are going to look at a comment from Neha. I actually don't know if that's the correct name or correct pronunciation. I'm guessing that the full name is Neha Kaur or something like that. But pardon me if I'm getting that wrong. But we're going to look at a question from Neha that I think will resonate with a lot of people in the community. And we're going to look at actually two NADA concepts that fit perfectly as answers for the questions that Neha have. So yeah, without further ado, let us jump in and look at the actual comment from Neha, which is right here. It came in just 34 minutes ago, actually. And it is a comment on the sleep detox episode. And Neha writes the following: how do I deal with the fear / uncertainty of not knowing if I'll not sleep easily or quickly tonight? A few nights I fall asleep quickly because of the exhaustion. And then during the day, I feel better and go to bed feeling calm and confident that I'll knock out quickly, but then I won't be able to sleep again for hours and hours. Sad face. How can I deal with the fear and uncertainty of not knowing if I'll sleep quickly, like when I had a good night again? When will I be 100% confident in my ability to be able to fall asleep quickly again, and that the insomnia is 100% gone? These are Neha's questions. And firstly, thanks for asking. And I hope you will find the answer here to be really, really helpful. So the kind of overarching question is this one again: how to deal with the fear of uncertainty, just not knowing what the night will bring, you know? Then Neha wrote that a few nights Neha falls asleep quickly because of the exhaustion, feels better, and then is confident that sleep will happen again, but then it doesn't, you know? This is kind of a pattern here. So we're going to look at two NADA concepts that I think are really, really spot on here. And the first NADA concept we talk about here is explaining away magic. This concept really is sort of the answer to a very common question or statement or observation. And it is when somebody says, hey, you know, the only times where I sleep well is when I'm just completely exhausted, when I've gone sleepless or I'm just completely drained, exhausted. Like, that's the only time I sleep well. We can see that that's, on one hand, there is something attractive to that idea, but on the other hand, there's something kind of like really scary with that idea as well. But the part of this that can, to some degree, be actually attractive to our brain, our survival mind brain, is that there is something that we have some level of control over, right? If we think that, well, at least if I'm really exhausted, I sleep. So I know that if I'm completely drained, then at least then I know that I'll sleep. I know that will make me sleep. Even though exhaustion is not pleasant, the idea that there is something we have some degree of control over that indirectly controls our sleep, that can actually be attractive. But the tricky, the unattractive part of this is, of course, that, you know, we think that, oh, in my case, the only thing that makes me sleep is exhaustion. So I have to make myself exhausted, which is unattractive, right? So, you know, we can see both sides of this one. Now, here's the thing. The reality is that exhaustion by itself never, ever leads to peaceful sleep. When somebody says, like, the only time I sleep well is when I'm exhausted, we know that some confusion there. There's a confusion that the exhaustion made somebody sleep well, but that is never, ever the case. And, you know, we have proof of concept from our channel, from the many, many, many testimonies of somebody who's gone, like, you know, night after night after night after night after night of just struggling with sleep, and the person who is truly to the core exhausted and is still not sleeping well, you know. And outside the realm of insomnia too, we have somebody who's like sleep deprived, you know, they have a small baby or something that they care of, they're sleep deprived and they're tired and they're not sleeping well either, right? You know, exhaustion by itself does not lead to peaceful sleep. Only one thing leads to peaceful sleep, and it is effortlessness. You know, not trying, like, you know, that lack of hyper arousal, you know, peaceful sleep, sleeping well is always something passive, something that just happens by itself. If somebody tries to make themselves exhausted so they can sleep, there is this effort there, that hyper arousal that keeps that person from sleeping well, even if they are exhausted. Now, why do I really, really want to point this out, that exhaustion is not required at all for peaceful sleep? Well, is that if we think so, that can lead to struggle, because we can think like, oh, my case is different. I need to be exhausted to sleep. And we're missing, you know, what is so important to see, which is that effortlessness is the magic. You know, the absence of trying, the absence of thinking we need anything in particular to sleep well, that is really, really helpful. So if we think again, like, I'm exhausted and now I don't have to do anything to sleep and we sleep well, then we can think that it's the exhaustion that did that, but it's the idea that there's no longer anything I have to do. I'm exhausted, so I don't have to do anything. And that, like, I don't have to do anything. That is that effortlessness. That is that lack of trying. That is the magic. That leads us to peaceful sleep. And I think it's helpful to see this, because when we think there's something necessary for sleep, whether it's exhaustion or like we need a certain pill or some chemical or some, or we need some circumstance to be perfect, then we're kind of explaining away the magic. The magic is always within us, right? There's nothing needed that isn't within us, you know? And that, you know, that effortlessness, the lack of doing anything, is that is always available within us, right? And sleep is always there for within us, right? So that was the first one. Now we sort of covered like the first part of this, which was like, I fall asleep quickly because of exhaustion, which is again not true. Like, somebody can be really exhausted and still have struggle sleeping, right? And now to the second part, I feel better. And then I feel calm and confident that I'll knock out quickly, but then I won't be able, that doesn't happen, right? And the second part, you know, fits very nicely to our second NATO concept, which is the concept of forecasting flux. And, you know, a very common way of forecasting is what we see here from Neha is like, I'm feeling really confident in my sleep. I got this and I'm going to sleep great. Now, where does this lead us? You know, a lot of people in our community think that if I just was more confident about my sleep, then I would sleep really great. Not the case. Forecasting is very tricky. When you forecast something like the weather, you know, we can actually make a very, very accurate forecast at least a few days ahead, you know? And this is because the weather isn't impacted by our forecasting. Whether I say it's going to rain tomorrow or snow tomorrow has no impact whatsoever on what happens with the weather. So we can actually collect all this data and put it in the big model and forecast the weather very, very nicely. But when we try to forecast something that is impacted by our forecast, you can sense that things become really tricky. If we forecast like that we're going to sleep well and we're like, I'm sure I'm going to sleep well and I need to do nothing about that, there's nothing needed further, you know, then that can lead us to that effortless place and our forecast actually plays out, you know, for that reason. Or we can do the exact same forecast. We forecast that we're going to sleep well, but then there's kind of seed of doubt and we're like, we feel pressured. We're like, I forecast that I'm going to sleep well, but am I going to sleep well? You know? And then we don't, right? And then we become really confused. And now when people hear this, somebody may go like, but oh, so I have to forecast it with 100% confidence. That's not real. You know, every human being who's made any forecast at some point will have a little like, you know, doubt there. And that doubt in itself can lead us to like, you know, a big impact on the forecast. So it's not humanly possible to like become so confident that we become like absolutely 100% certain. No, that's not possible. So in fact, what we want to see is that, you know, whatever we forecast, it's going to eventually lead to flux. And then we're going to doubt our forecasts and our forecasting ability. And that's going to lead to more struggle, right? So what really helps is to not forecast, you know, to just not make any predictions, you know, to not try to foresee the future, which we cannot really foresee. And then, you know, the paradox here is that when we're no longer attempting to forecast, then our sleep becomes more quote unquote predictable. The absence of forecasting means that there's nothing really impacting sleep, and this passive process of sleep can just happen by itself. Finally here, Neha is asking, like, when will I be 100% confident in my ability to sleep, to be able to fall asleep quickly again, and that the insomnia is 100% gone? You know, I will say to the first part of this that not a single human being that is alive really knows what their night will look like. I don't know. You don't know. My neighbor doesn't know. You know, nobody knows, right? You've asked anybody, like, are you 100% sure that you will fall asleep quickly tonight? Most people will probably go like, no, I don't know. The reality is that we all live in, you know, with uncertainty. Uncertainty is just part of the human experience. And when we acknowledge that and we're no longer afraid of uncertainty, then things become much, much easier for us. Now, the second question, like, when will I be 100% sure that the insomnia is gone? That's the trickier one to answer. But I think the root of that one is that every single human being can have a choppy night, you know, a night of little sleep for this or that reason. But insomnia is more how we react to that. Like, if we react with like, oh no, what happened with this? I have to prevent this from happening again. Then we can have an insomnia struggle. So I would say, like, you know, to give some sense of this, is like, it's a bit of a journey of understanding and, like, you know, self-exploration to, like, really understand this and leave insomnia. But when we no longer have a fear of sleep disruption, when we're no longer scared of when we're, you know, of not sleeping, that's when we no longer have insomnia, right? So that's a little bit longer explanation for that one. But, you know, again, the summary here will be that when we no longer are afraid of uncertainty that all humans face really daily, then things get easier and easier for us human beings. So I'll conclude there. Hope this was really helpful to you, Neha. And I hope that was helpful to everyone watching this, of course. And with that said, I hope you have a peaceful and nice weekend ahead. Thanks for being here for this Mind in the Comments episode, and look forward to having you back with us soon. Bye for now. That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com. You'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.